Black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. I've never seen them. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, President Zen1, and today I'm joined by special guest host, Riding Shotgun, Megan A. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Just to let the audience know, on a previous episode, I mentioned a conversation with you I had on the Black Helicopter News page on Facebook, where we were discussing stuff when I first met you at the Asbury Park Comedy and Podcast Festival right over the summer. Early July. It was a super hot day.
Super hot.
We were on the roof of the Asbury Park Festival Beer Garden, and it was hosted by Chris Lodando.
He had help in that, with that. It was actually put on by PBR Podcast with Derek and Mike Polano.
Okay, so I met you there. I met the Dope Show Podcast there, and we've made a connection online. Hopefully, I'm going to get him on the show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I met you there. Now I got you on the show. I met Ice in the Face. I got them on the show. So that was a
I might be able to hook you up with the Philly, Center City Philly podcast people, because I've been talking to him as well.
That'd be awesome. That was a fateful day.
That was.
Three great connections that day.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I went, and I'm going to actually try to apply to be there next year to actually be presenting.
That was my dream too.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you don't have your own podcast by then, if you host a couple times, you can definitely come up and guest host Ride Shotgun.
Hell yeah.
All right. Just want to make an announcement. ArmageddonRecords.com is back up and running. Right now, I'm just trying to get the site 100%, but it's almost there. I've got featured podcasts. We've got Minds Podcast with my friend Jay Hernandez. He actually was the one that told me. Coincidentally, see how everything is connected? He was the one who told me to go there to the podcast festival. He didn't go, but he let me know about it. So look at the web, how things are connected.
He's a keeper.
They call us conspiracy theorists, but you see how this is all connected? Connecting these dots.
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to mention was Patreon.com. We have been talking about it a while here at the show. It's a new trend. Everyone's doing a Patreon. So I figured we'd start one here. Hey, if you want to support the show, it doesn't take much. You can do it for as little as $1 a month. So for $1 a month, so you're joining the Black Helicopter crowd, right? You get granted access to a Patreon members only feed and a secret show, a bonus episode at the end of the month. And it won't be on a feed that comes out on all the platforms that this show comes out. This will be exclusive to that site. So you're getting a bonus show. And besides the other content that's going to be exclusive for members only, and you're also going to have access to an exclusive members only Q&A, monthly Q&A on Google Hangouts at the end of every month for $3 a month. Besides all the previous rewards, I'll plug your projects, whatever you want, once a week. $5 a month, low-key whistleblower. You'll be named an honorary correspondent and can suggest articles and topics to talk about. And if, when we report on it, we'll mention your name on air. Now, I'm sorry, this is a long plug. But these are the rewards you get if you join. Highly educated conspiracy theorist, that's $10 a month. You're named an honorary reporter, and you can call in the show once a week to report about a topic or article of your choice and all previous rewards. Hold on.
Wow. Oh, it gets better than that? There's
yeah.
More.
Yes.
Oh, wait, there's more.
I was going to say that. Stole my line. 5-star general in the information war. This is at $20 a month. You'll be named honorary news anchor, and you can host one episode a month, and you get all previous rewards. Now, finally, the big daddy. $100 or more a month. If you can pledge, you will be a part of the super elite anti-Illuminati task force. You will be named honorary associate executive producer and granted the option of one of two choices. You can host one episode a week by yourself with assistance if needed, or you can shape the agenda for one episode a week. And you will have substantial influence within this news center. So which level are you interested in? That's for you to decide. But check us out on patreon.com/blackhelicopternews. We need your support, and we will win this information war, and we are an open source media center. We are the voice of the people. We're giving a chance for the people that listen to play a bigger role if they choose to. And I hope that's an attractive offer. Thank you. Ah, the dog likes it.
Yes, she did. She says, join now. Pledge now.
All right. So let's jump into the news, okay?
All right.
With news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Eight things Congress has done while everyone was distracted by Trump. This is on WakingTimesMedia.com. This was just posted yesterday.
What does it say here? Don't know if I want to know about this, but...
Well, it's a mixed bag. So check it out. While we were distracted by the onslaught of executive orders President Trump pushed through during his first 2 weeks in office, legislators in Congress were busy quietly introducing legislation to bolster his top-down moves. So here's what you missed. 1. A House panel voted to terminate the Election Assistance Commission. The House Administration Committee voted 6-3 in favor of Greg Harper's bill to terminate the Election Assistance Commission. This was created in response to the 2000 election. Remember when we had that...
hanging chads.
Right. So this is a bipartisan commission that certifies voting machines and is responsible for making sure they cannot be hacked.
Oh, yeah. So let's get rid of those. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This Congress is run by Republicans, and it says that Democrats have raised concerns that this committee is needed more than ever because of that Russian hacking scare, you know, in last December, which is still trying to be proven, but I mean,
so the
sounds shady.
I don't know. It just seems coincidental because Trump was about to open up his own investigation of voter fraud.
Right.
So, 2, legislation introduced to terminate the EPA, or at least severely limit it.
I saw that, too. I'm like, come on.
Check it out. This is a one-sentence bill introduced by a Republican from Florida, and it's the most direct attack on the EPA amid recent attempts to limit its scope and influence. And this legislation aims to clarify and redirect their authority, the EPA's authority over greenhouse gases, by striking the phrase from legislation and replacing it with a neutral term, air pollutant. The bill is consistent with anti-climate change sentiment. I don't fuck with the UN. But I don't want to take a stand. I still need to do a lot more research into climate change and whatnot, and I'm not saying that it's fake or not. I'm not saying I agree, but I just don't think the answer is to give money to Al Gore.
That's not what it's saying it's doing, though.
No, it doesn't say it here, but then it's a long story. He's gonna get paid for this because you know why? Because he was. I don't want to get too far into this. This is definitely a special report topic for another day. Carbon tax. We got to look into carbon taxes because this is what I heard. That the UN was going to try to push a carbon tax, which would mean we would all pay an extra tax based on what we do. Okay, we drove our car for 10 miles today. Okay, you did 20 miles. So you got to pay a little
tax.
That's ridiculous. So this is like a future kind of thing. They even had like Justin Bieber plugging it, or at least like sort of co-signing it somehow. It's like nuts. They're trying to promote this. Like, yeah, we need climate change fucking action. See, now it sounds like I'm against it. I'm all for it. I'm just against giving Al Gore the money.
Yeah.
Because he's saying that we should stop eating steaks. Yet he said he would never give up eating steaks. This is old stuff that's been tidbits of the news. I'm just going to move on. 3.
Don't even move on. Don't even read this next one. No, I mean, they're trying to eliminate the entire Department of Education.
Okay.
It makes me so mad I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay. Number three, on the day of Davos's confirmation hearing, Rep. Massey introduced legislation to terminate the Department of Education altogether. It's a one-sentence bill. Another one calling for the termination of the DOE. On the same day, controversial nominee Betsy DeVos was confirmed by and it was an unprecedented tie-breaking vote from Vice President Pence.
Right.
Because the Vice President actually has that power and that he's not always... You knew that?
Yeah, that's one of his jobs, to tie-break. I kind of agree with this next statement. It says, unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. should not be in charge of our children's intellectual and moral development. But, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, there's already, a year or two ago, the state of Kansas was almost not going to have a school year because they defunded the entire education, department. And, I mean, what are kids going to do if there's no school? No, he cut funding to the schools, and it was like, I had friends that were teachers in Kansas. They weren't sure they were going to have a job because they were threatening that the school year, the school was totally not going to be in existence. And
that's crazy.
First of all, how is that even legal? Like, and then second of all, we need better education, not less resources. The thing that scares me the most is that governor of Kansas Trump. It's been said that Trump is trying to model Governor Brownback's, way of doing things. So if that takes place and they defund, all the schools in the country, I mean, we're already falling behind many of the countries in this world. And, I mean, I don't think we can afford to even do that.
If we
had better education in the system, in the school systems, we would have people who would be able to manage money better. We wouldn't have these personal financial crises.
Well, everyone agrees that the education system is broken right now. So let's move on, though, because we got a couple more to get through. Number four, Roe versus Wade's protections threatened under congressional avalanche of anti-abortion legislation. Nothing to say about that. Five, more stringent legislation on immigration and refugee resettlement. While focus is on the travel ban, Republican lawmakers introduced a series of amendments to an Immigration and Nationality Act that would result in a more stringent visa and refugee vetting policies.
They're wanting to say that the bill to say that the governor of a state has the ability to reject the settlement of any refugee in that state by default unless there is adequate assurance that the alien does not present a security risk.
Okay, I don't know. For some reason, I totally agree with that. I don't see the big deal. But I'm sure there's somebody that's like pulling their hair out, crying right now at my words as I'm laughing, saying that, and I'm just laughing as they're crying. I'm like the green frog, Pepe.
Right, but I don't understand, like how if Chris Christie, was vetting, these refugees coming into New Jersey. I mean, how could he know if they're a risk or not? I mean, there's a
I don't know. I mean, that's my state. I know they wanted to place a lot of them in Jersey City. Coincidentally, that's where I was going up to college. And I can tell you that, I'm just going to briefly touch on this. It's tough up there. I can't even get into the poverty of that city. Put it this way. I was walking to my car and I stopped into an ethnic convenience store to get a bag of chips and a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And this was coincidentally around last year. There was some sort of terrorist attack. I want to say San Bernardino. I'm not sure. It was something like that. And I went there and they were watching it on the news. These were ethnic Middle Eastern people. And they were like, had such a scowl, like such a puss on her face. And they were like, they're never going to find him. And they were just looking like they were so proud and angry against, they look like they did not look like me or you respond or any of our listeners responding to a terror attack. We would be shocked and appalled. And these guys were like, really like, angry but celebrating and like, yeah, they're never gonna find him, fuck them. And I'm just like, and they were looking at me and I'm just like, I'm just saying, the only point of that story is that there is evil sentiment as it is in this country, in the cities of this country, and everywhere in this country. There's seeds of hate.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know if I like the idea of throwing more seeds of hate into the soil.
Well, yeah.
So now that's probably racist, but...
No, the only thing to combat hate is love. I mean, everybody started showing love to other people, irregardless of the fact that they're showing it back, that this world would be a better place.
Ideally, yeah.
Right, it's just our consciousness is so low that,
yeah,
you know, nobody can fathom that.
Right, yeah. Well said. We'll just leave it at that. So where are we? We're at number 6.
Yes.
The House of this is making my stomach turn with disgust at these pigs.
Oh, jeez.
The House approves nearly 20 Department of Homeland Security bills. Bills that pass include strengthening accountability, deployment of border security technology. Okay, that seems... I don't know. I love this one. I love this one. You ready for this, folks? I'm going to talk. I should talk about this on my sermon this week. All right. What'd you say, Jesus?
I said, oh, geez.
Among the bills that passed is H.R. 666, which would...
Is that a coincidence?
No, it's not. These people are devil worshippers. Which would establish an insider threat program to identify the threat that an insider will use his or her authorized access wittingly or unwittingly to do harm to the security of the United States, including damage to the United States through espionage, terrorism, the unauthorized disclosure of classified national security information, or through the loss of degradation of departmental resources and capabilities. These fucking globalist traitors. The insider threat description offered in H.R. 666 draws to mind cases of whistleblowers Edward Snowden, salute, Chelsea Manning, salute, who previously released sensitive information about the government. All right, this act doesn't mention the word whistleblower. And this was passed along with two explicit whistleblower protective bills. And they are going to... It's basically... quote, this is what they call it, Thoroughly Investigating Retaliation Against Whistleblowers Act. It's contradictory legislation. Suggests the DHS has a vested interest in maintaining the outside appearance of a pro-whistleblower stance, but they devote more resources to identifying them within the department. So basically, they're trying to learn from their mistakes with Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning. So they're trying to now say, okay, we can't allow a whistleblower to come out. So this is bullshit. I don't see how those two individuals are not heroes. These scumbags are trying to say that whistleblowers are breaking the law by revealing that the government's breaking the law. This is disgusting. That's why these fucking sick bastards in the government are devil worshipers. And I just kind of... it makes me angry and it kind of makes me want to cry. These people need to be stopped. These are traitors. We have to totally overthrow these fuckers by legitimate means, though. Not calling for violent resistance, but we have to stop these bastards. Now when they crack down on whistleblowers, now who's going to be able to stop any bit of tyranny? And that's why I'm here, and I want them to come at me. I don't care. That's why I'm in this info war, and I'm in the front lines, and I don't care. I'm going to sacrifice my life. I'm not scared to die. I'm going to keep fighting harder and keep attacking them. I'm not going to give up. These George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Obama, these traitors, and Lindsey Graham and John McCain, these people, it's both sides of the aisle. These people are traitors. They're globalist traitors, and that's why we're going to take them down. And that's why I'm praying for Trump to be able to take them down. They're assaulting him heavily right now. And that's why we just have to pray. Dear Lord, please protect him. These people are going to try to take him out like JFK because he's shaking the system. Next. All right. Finally, 8 new bills on marijuana legalization, rescheduling, and protection from seizure. This is a good thing. Given that marijuana was joked to be the real winner of the 2016 election, it seems only fitting 2 marijuana bills appear. 2 on the House floor on Inauguration Day. All right. So a couple congressmen, one congressman, Griffith Morgan, introduced two bills. All right. This one would provide one LUMA, they call it LUMA, provide for the legitimate use of medical marijuana in accordance with the laws in various states. Okay. I don't know. That's just something basic.
But that was already in place.
And the Compassionate Access Act would amend the Controlled Substances Act to formally recommend to DA reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to another category. Amazing. Outstanding.
That would be awesome.
Oh, okay. Okay, at least we have one good thing going on. California Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Dana Rohrabacher also proposed separate bills that would protect residents in states where marijuana is legal from civil forfeiture.
Yeah, California did decriminalize marijuana several years ago, saying that if you had up to a certain amount, it was only a misdemeanor, whereas it used to always be a felony.
Yes.
So they're cutting back on their laws.
Yeah, I salute them for that. That's one of the I'm not a big fan of California, but I'll give credit whenever it's due.
Did you hear they're trying to secede from the union?
See, now I was just happy about them. You know, I was just saying the other day, you know what? I don't care. Let them go. We don't need them. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm recording a podcast. Okay. All right. So that wraps up 8 things Congress has done while everyone was distracted by Trump.
Yeah.
Let me stop here for a second.
Okay. For you, the listeners of Black Helicopter News Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Choose from over 180,000 titles, including The Girl on the Train, The Hobbit, or The Divergent. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/blackhelicopternews. Again, that's audibletrial.com/blackhelicopternews for your free audiobook.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Did you see this article about how the NASA live feed mysteriously cuts as 6 large UFOs creep past the International Space Station?
That's amazing. I love it.
Right. They cut from the live feed to a camera in their briefing room as soon as the orbs appeared on the screen. Did you see the video of this?
No, I need to see this now.
Watch this right now. They come from the right to the left. There's one, and then there's 2 more behind it. And then they just start coming. Are you watching?
I'm pressing play. I'm waiting to see. 3, 5 seconds. Whoa.
There's one, and then at 14 seconds comes this second and third ones, and then so just keep watching.
Second, third, fourth, fifth. We gotta post this on the Facebook page.
Yeah, he's discovered what some are calling a fleet of unidentified flying objects moving in the distance behind the International Space Station.
I'm getting the chills.
Isn't that awesome?
Just think, what would be inside those? What is piloting them? What do they look like? Who are they?
And it says that there's about 6 UFOs passing behind, and judging from the distance, they would guess they are the size of these objects, whatever they are, would be fairly large.
This isn't the first time the International Space Station has cut their live feed mysteriously when something unusual is coming to the camera.
Right, and why do you have a live feed if you're not going to keep it live? I mean...
And they always act like it went down accidentally.
It doesn't accidentally go down to a camera in their briefing room.
Does it say why it went down? Because they always say it accidentally went down. It has nothing to do. I'll tell you what, I've seen something before, a video that actually had a craft pull up and land on it, and then went and they cut it.
You know what? No, if it's going to accidentally go down, it's going to go blurry or it's going to show that snow stuff. It's not going to cut to another camera.
Educated people that critically think like you and I and our listeners, this shows us now, as we have all come to this conclusion now, that this is real and legit and that they are shutting down their cameras intentionally. Now, if we try to go on CNN and say that, they're going to call us crazy. But all of us know that it's really...
Screw them.
Yeah. It's just annoying because anybody with half a brain can see the many clips. This isn't the first time, and this isn't the only footage out there. And this is legit footage that was taken from there. And they just constantly will say, it's not a UFO. It's a celestial anomaly or something like that. And it's like, no.
Yeah, they can deny it all they want. We know the truth.
So now let's think about this, though. We're constantly seeing UFOs from the ISS, things like that. We don't even know if that's all one species of alien.
Right.
This could be multiple species.
I don't think there is only one species.
What?
I think there's multiple.
So you're saying you think there's only one species of alien?
No, I don't think there's only one, yeah.
I've always believed that, too. God, I don't even know how many, to be honest.
But how many galaxies are there?
I knew you were going there.
Galaxies.
Right.
So there has to be multiple species, just even in one galaxy, maybe. I mean, did you see the second video on this page? It shows a spaceship coming up over the horizon of the Earth and then disappearing.
Guys, you can check this out, these videos, on the mirror.co.uk. NASA live feed mysteriously cuts as six large UFOs creep past ISS. Check it out. We should probably be posting this on the Facebook page, too. So
that would be a good idea. Let me do that real quick while you're watching that.
Okay. All right. It's here. Let's see. I see the beautiful horizon, the midnight black, and a sliver of blue, the horizon of the Earth. Okay, that is definitely something very large flying. Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, I've heard reports from high-level sources, and some of these ships that are spotted, some have been up to is like a mile in circumference.
I've heard, yeah. Actually, I think I only heard about that on Independence Day movie, but...
Real-life Independence Day movie, though.
That would be insane.
The sad thing is it's really there. And it's a great video. We're talking about Star Trek level size ships, Star Wars level. This is why I would always say that Hollywood is basically trying to inoculate us with the truth, like low key. So we can be prepared. The X-Files had 9/11 Twin Towers blow up. They had the Twin Towers blow up in an episode before 9/11. The X-Files.
Stop.
Yeah, they did. They did. They had an episode that involved planes hitting it. So... These people, the globalists, the New World Order, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, these people are narcissists. And just like even the psychological profiles of a psychopath or a sociopath, they want to leave their calling cards. So they leave clues. Detectives, they study, they learn this in school. The criminal wants to be caught. They leave subtle evidence, subtle clues, sometimes letters mocking them.
They just want to see how much they can get away with before they're caught.
People are implanting ideas.
This is up on Facebook right now, facebook.com/blackhelicopternews.
All right, folks, check it out. Like us on Facebook. So that is going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. I want to thank you for listening, and I also want to thank my guest, Megan A., for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you.
Any final words?
Stay warm.